And now, before we leave you, a dispatch from the field. Remember those sage grouse we met earlier? Wyoming Public Radio's Addie Goss went out to another mating ground called a lek with some University of Wyoming scientists to get a closer look.
If you don't think it's possible to be chipper at 5 o'clock in the morning, you've never met a birder.
He's kind of dancing around in a little bit of a circle here, but he's puffing up all the white feathers around his head.
That's ecology graduate student Jonathan Pauley. He and zoology professor David McDonald are spying on the sage grouse from a safe spot a quarter mile away. We drove out before dawn to these sagebrush-covered foothills somewhere between Laramie and Wheatland. The moon had set behind the snowies, the sun rose, and then nearly 90 sage grouse males came into view.
So right now the males are kind of congregated in an open area, and they're the males are going to be strutting around trying to attract as many females as they can. And that whoop, whoop, whoop noise you hear is the males making a call.
That whoop, whoop, whoop you probably don't hear, thanks to the 30-mile-per-hour winds, sounds like this closer up. Male sage grouse make the sound by shaking their wings back and forth across their flanks while squeezing air from yolk-colored sacs on their chests. At the same time, they spin around like whirling dervishes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's really puffed up.
Really going off.
The male grouse are out here every morning before dawn and every evening, which is pretty impressive considering most of them don't stand a chance. Here's David McDonald.
Yeah, there's, roughly 85, 87 males out there today, and probably only 5 or 6 of them are going to mate at all this year.
The ones who make it are usually in the best shape. They fed best over the winter, they have enough energy to make a good whooping sound, and they keep it up, coming back every day for months. Today, one male is the star of the show.
Yeah, that guy is the one guy in the gold there is our most active bird for the day.
He works a crowd of females getting closer, closer.
Oh, he's looking, he might do okay here.
And she turns away and starts to eat. The wind is cold. None of the males are getting lucky. We pack up and drive back over the rutted road until the grouse are out of view. David McDonald tells me in the rearview mirror that when he's dictator of Wyoming, anyone who's been in the state for a year and hasn't seen a lek is going to jail. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Addie Goss.
Thanks to Gordon Hempton for the close-up sage grouse recording.